about sort of what happened afterwards. And so I got to write for an issue that came out a couple of months after that for this sort of Americans of the Year issue, nominated Reuben Carter, who was sort of a hero, if not the hero, of that incident, as an American of the Year. And I got to write this little short essay where I kind of brought us up to date with some of the people there. So I will read that. On May 22nd, 2011, Reuben Carter was working the afternoon shift at the Fast Trip convenience store on the corner of 20th and Duquesne in Joplin, Missouri. At a little after 5 p.m., tornado sirens began to blare, and the store began to fill up with people seeking shelter. Reuben, whose cerebral palsy makes his muscles difficult to control, took control of the situation. He kept the people calm, and then, moments before the tornado arrived, he shepherded all 24 of them into the store's walk-in beer cooler, an act that saved their lives and his own. Afterward, Reuben and the other survivors crawled out of the rubble and wandered away from one another through the ruins of the city. Almost dying doesn't make living any easier. When Reuben received his next paycheck, it didn't really surprise him that the amount was smaller than usual. Since the tornado had entirely obliterated the store, and he obviously hadn't been able to go back to work. But it surprised him to see that the Grace Energy Corporation, which owns the Fast Trip chain, was paying him for only 5 hours of the full day shift he had been scheduled to work on May 22nd. The company had stopped Reuben's pay clock at more or less the precise moment he was preventing one of its stores from becoming a mass grave. He called his boss's boss to inquire whether there had been a mistake. "It's not our fault the tornado hit," he was told. A month after the tornado, the survivors reunited. They gathered on the concrete pad where the Fast Trip and the cooler used to be. The month hadn't been easy for any of them. They had lost homes and they had lost friends. They had changed. One of the survivors, Aaron Frost, the star quarterback of Joplin High, had decided to give up his football scholarship to Missouri Southern State University because, quote, throwing a ball around, end quote, no longer seemed that important to him. There was some shyness at the reunion, and there were some hugs and some tears. They posed for group photographs. Then a lot of them wanted to get their picture taken with Reuben alone. Grace Energy eventually rebuilt the store, and Reuben went back to work. In the days leading up to the tornado, he'd been feeling depressed and frustrated, wondering how his ambitions had gotten derailed and how he'd wound up a 35-year-old gas station convenience store clerk. In the time since, he's taken steps to get his ambitions back on track. He used to work for the state of Utah as a foster care case manager and has a half-completed master's in counseling. Now he's begun preparing applications for PhD programs in psychology at universities in Texas, California, and New England. He no longer has as many bitter thoughts about the dreary sequence of events that led him to working his dead-end job on that terrible afternoon. Reuben's not a religious man, strictly speaking, but he believes in a higher order of things, in processes moving behind the scenes, in connections and forces that are invisible to us. He believes that sometimes you find yourself in a certain place at a certain time for a reason, and then you do whatever you can.